For months now, it's been raining nonstop now. And my apartment is empty, and my friends, they don't get me. And I got this anxiety and these thoughts that won't leave me.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
And welcome back to Sociologic here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are, as I said, currently tuned into Sociologic here up until 8 p.m. where Bitcoova will take over with our music coordinator, Connor. And the songs you just heard were in the order of first to last. First one being Out of the City by McLean, off of the album Off the Deep End, and it was a Femcon Cancon song from the playlist that I played a couple episodes ago, and I really enjoyed that song. And then we heard the song Turtle Island by Renee Christine, which I found is off of the album Turtle Island, so nice and easy to remember. But I discovered that song recently and really loved it. I'm just trying to find a playlist to put it in. Don't quite have it figured out which vibe it fits into for me, because I organize my playlists into seasons and kind of emotions. So trying to figure one to put that into. And then that last kind of more ambient kind of song was called Over the Ocean Waves by Holly Kenneth, off of her album For Forever, another CanCon FemCon song from the playlist. So yeah, those were the songs we just heard. And if you are just tuning in, I've been talking a bit about the sentiment of kill all men and extreme feminism in relation to today's society. And I've been talking a bit about the history of where it began in the 1960s with the society of cutting up men, and kind of the radical feminist author that led it with her book in the late 1960s. So yeah, I'm going to talk a bit about it in the rhetoric of kill men in today's society now, which is where I didn't know the history behind it. I thought it was more of a recent thing and didn't have the origins that it does have. And I start to say that it is mainly a movement that is being talked about in Gen Z today. And it is argued to be the same as misogyny that women experience, except it's flipped on the other side. And a lot of people argue that it's just hate speech and a hate group altogether and not something that should be accepted by society. Just because it's against what is seen as the quote superior gender in terms of gender discourse. So for example, if it was flipped and there were people going around saying kill all women, everyone would be outraged and it would be this huge issue. But because it's kill all men and it's referring to what has been stereotypically the oppressor and not the oppressed, it doesn't get as much of a catastrophic reaction from society and kind of just goes a bit unnoticed almost. And I feel like there's a lot of justification for using this phrase, in that it's like more of a joke and it's not taken seriously, especially as well with the fact that it's seen that men can handle it because of stereotypical masculinity. We know from previous gender norms and gender roles that men are stereotypically the masculine, strong, non-emotional, like rational beings, and that they should fit into this role. But a phrase like kill all anything can have such a detrimental effect and should realistically never be joked about, especially when we look at the statistics. I mean, we have men having higher suicide rates in 2023, England and Wales. Men are accounting for around 3/4 of all recorded suicides. And it's the same with homicide rates. Men account for 72.6%
of homicide victims in 2024 for England and Wales. The only case where it's slightly different is domestic homicide, which has women accounting for 76.9% of domestic homicide victims in England and Wales for 2024. That's kind of the only case where, for homicides, women have the higher statistic for victims than men. But you have this proof, and I don't hold statistics as the be-all and end-all for evidence, because they do have their pitfalls, but for this, you have proof that there is this rising issue of men being victims to homicides and violence that result in their deaths, as well as suicide, and this toxic idea that we have kill all men going around could really have a detrimental effect and could be a contributing factor, and probably is a contributing factor with enforcing stereotypical masculinity. I mean, you can look at it in reference with the patriarchy, because there is also this idea that the patriarchy and patriarchal structures in society only impact women, and that they're only negatively impacting women. But you can also see it's hurting men as well. The patriarchy is what's telling men to hide their emotions, that contributes to this severe underrepresentation of men's mental health. It discourages them from going to therapy. It discourages them from speaking about their emotions or just showing their emotions. The phrases of boys don't cry, that are, we're socialized into internalizing these from when we're young kids. And you hear a lot of men talk about, like, they can't remember the last time they cried, whereas you talk to women. I'm not saying, like, all women are sad, but women will often, I know, chatting with my friends that are girls, will be like, oh, yeah, the last time I cried was, like, the other day, and it felt so good to get it all out. You talk to the guys, and they're like, I don't know the last time I cried, like, at all. So if you think about all that pent-up emotion, and then look at it in comparison with, like, mental health statistics for men, it's quite a scary picture. And also, like I was saying before, if we want to be achieving equality, we need to be focusing on all issues that is caused by the patriarchy rather than just targeting the other half of the population, rather than doing this us versus them narrative. It's not about separation and division within groups in society. Equality is about a unity. And this kill all men narrative is so dismissive to men that are trying to fight misogyny as well, and that actually recognize the horrific side that misogyny can have and the catastrophic impact of gender inequality on all sides. And if I'm going to link it to Marxism, you can look at the polarization of the working class, like I was talking about earlier. Obviously, I've done a Marxism deep dive with Kaylin that's on the Sociologic playlist on cgsf.ca if you want to listen more in depth about the theory. But talking about this idea of bourgeoisie versus the proletariat, the rich versus the poor, and then you look at the working class, and rather than being this unified force to kind of overthrow the bourgeoisie and overthrow capitalism, they're just as divided in age, in gender, in ethnicity. You'll have, like, the white working class male versus the white working class female, the adults versus the kids, the elderly as well. You look at it versus, you'll have white working class versus black working class. None of it's unified. It's all divided, and it's in all stages of society. There is barely any unity going on. We just continuously follow this us versus them narrative, which is probably why we're all just going around in circles when it comes to inequality and not making what I would say is any real progress for a while. I feel like we're plateauing quite a bit, and we fall into this danger of performative and reactionary activism, which, like I said, I spoke about on my social media activism episode, where I feel like there's a lot of talk about what's going on, which is good. We need to be talking about what's going on. We need to be talking about issues. It's what I like to do on the radio, especially on Intravenous. I like to give space on the airwaves to issues that I don't think are being spoken about enough. Hopefully, if people didn't know it was an issue, they can get educated on it. They can discover stuff that they didn't realize that was happening. But getting people talking about it is only one step. There needs to be concrete action to it. And I feel like we're falling into a habit of less and less concrete action happening and just a lot of chatting about this is wrong in the world and then just leaving it there. So yeah, that is kind of the sum up of my kill all men, extreme feminist research for today's episode. I also wanted to briefly touch upon linking it to the manosphere, because obviously we have this growing problem of the manosphere, which are these kind of the opposite of extreme feminists. They're like extreme misogynists, and they're mainly congregated in these online forums that blame all of men's struggles and problems on women, not on like a changing and evolving world where women are gaining more rights and more independence, that they no longer have to rely on men to function in society. It's no longer a financial dependence on men to be the breadwinners. Like, a lot more women are in the workforce and gaining their own wage. And it's kind of, I think, the way they see it is they see the male identity dwindling, and it's kind of, they feel like they're losing their purpose. And so they have extreme hatred towards women for this issue. And I feel like extreme feminists with this kill all men narrative doesn't help. It might even add fuel to the fire, because they're going around with this severe sentiment of eradicating men from the world, which is not going to help. It's almost justifying what the manosphere says on that women are causing so many problems in society for men, and that women are the root cause of all evil and things like that. So there's definitely a link towards the manosphere, and I definitely want to explore that link some more, but I didn't really have the chance to when I was researching for this. Like I said, very rushed. I had a very busy week, very fun, tiring, but busy week. But I'm probably going to explore that a bit more. I'd encourage you guys to as well, because I think we need to be talking more about the impacts on the manosphere anyway. It's a very hidden online, I would guess, like society system. And I find it interesting talking to some of my guy friends that say how much manosphere content they're exposed to online. And I personally don't see any really manosphere related content that's directly from manosphere influencers or groups. I see content talking about how awful the manosphere is, but that's it. And it's looking at how it's specifically targeting boys and young boys at that as well. So I think it's something important that needs to be addressed, especially as we are in an age that is full of social media and being online all the time. So yeah, I'm gonna play probably one more song and then come back to say goodbye. But yeah, I am gonna play a song that I've played before. It is one of my favorite songs. It is by an Irish band called Picture This, off of their album Picture This. And it is the song Take My Hand.
Take my hand, and we can go walking, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Be my friend, but secretly like me. I wanna catch you staring and make you go alright. I love the way your hair falls in the summer. I'll treat you like your father treats your mother. And I'm kinda scared of your older brother. Oh yeah. You're all that I'm needing. You're all that I'm feeling. And I've been the one that's kicking and screaming when you have to go home every evening. Oh yeah. You're feeding the sun and mining the water. We can explore these hills if that's what you wanna do. You know I can't stay when it gets cold in the evenings. Now I'm standing there freezing, but my clothes look so good on you. You play with my hair like there's no other, and I'm no longer scared of your older brother. Get
we can go walking, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. You play with my hair like there's no other. I'll treat you like your father treats your mother. And I'm no longer scared of your older brother. Talk about whatever is on your mind.
And welcome back to Sociologic here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. That song you just heard was called Take My Hand by the Irish band Picture This off of their album Picture This. And yeah, I am coming up to the top of the hour where Bitcoover will be taking over from 8 p.m. with our music coordinator, Connor. So I just want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to me talk about Kill All Men feminist narratives and extreme feminism. This will be my last live Sociologic episode, so I just want to say thank you to everyone that's tuned in tonight, if it's your first episode or for however many episodes. I hope you enjoyed listening to me speak on all things Sociologic related and the topics I have, even if they were heavy. Also, hope you enjoyed the music selection. I tried to do quite a few indie rock songs from England and some stuff from the playlist. Some stuff that I probably wouldn't have been drawn to listen to but actually ended up liking, so I hope I put you all onto some new songs and got you interested in some particular topics. I'm also going to say thank you to Kaylin, even though I don't think she can listen because she's somewhere out in the wilderness. If you've listened to Kaylin here before, you know she loves the outside. I will pass on her message of go touch some grass today or tomorrow, because it was very fun to have these conversations with someone here. And yeah, it's kind of strange that this is my last episode. I've loved doing the show. I've been doing it since January, but I've been doing the radio here since August last year. So it's kind of weird to say goodbye, but hopefully I will have some exciting stuff to do with this radio when I'm back in the UK. I'm hoping to have some exciting projects to do with collaborating two stations together, so I'm hoping that works out. But yeah, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone for tuning in and listening, and a thank you to CJSF because I've had a great experience and I've had so much fun being on air and just kind of doing my thing, being a bit random and a bit weird at times, and speaking about a lot of issues that are important to me and learning about some issues that I didn't know about until I spoke to people over here. So yeah, I'm gonna finish up with some songs and then Bitcoover will take over. So the next song I have is called Welcome Back to Me by Cumulus, and I hope you all have a great rest of your week and evening.
I'm gonna make some peace. good.